Everybody, I hope you are fine. By the grace, I'm very, very fine. Happy New Year 2018. We are still with Herman Kapo, the co-founder of the HNC Group. Today, we are going to talk about leadership. Good evening, Mr. Kapo.
Hi, Blessing. How are you doing?
By the grace, I'm fine.
I'm doing wonderful too.
We thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, today we are going to talk about leadership. Mm. Last time I was listening to a podcast from John Maxwell. He was saying that leadership is a matter of position instead of disposition.
Yeah.
I was so confused because according to me, I don't know. I didn't get the point.
Exactly. You know, it's very interesting that because effectively the leadership is not about your position. It's about your ability to attract people, to attract people behind you. As John Maxwell used to say, if you think that you're leading because you are at the top of the organization, you're at the top of the team, you're at the top of the country, the association, and you think that you're leading because you're the eldest person in the group, you think that because you have that position, you think that you're leading. You're not leading if people are not following you.
Okay.
So it's very important to check if people are really following you.
Mm-hmm.
If they are not following you, you're just working. No. So just make sure that yes, the way you behave yourself, your attitude, your philosophy, the result that you're getting, the quality of the relationship between you and the other person, your mental and emotional disposition, those things are very important when it comes to leadership. We used to think that, yes, because you're the father of one person, you're going to be his lead or he or her leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It's not because you're the one who has been nominated as the first responsible of a team that you say that you're the leader of the team, because it's not a position, it's not where you are, it's what people think about you and the way they appreciate or not appreciate you.
Okay.
And you have to make sure that yes, between you and them, there's this kind of relationship, which means that when they see you without being hurt, without being forced, they can say yes, that person is my leader.
Okay.
You know, it's like people consider you as a person who is very important for them without you urging and forcing and obliging them to do it. So they see you doing it, they say, "Oh, you know what? He's very impressive. She's very impressive. I want to be like him."
Mm-hmm.
If someone see you throughout, I mean, your behavior, the result that you are getting, the company that you are building, the organization that you are leading, the role that you are getting, say, "Oh yeah, you know, I want to be like him."
Mm-hmm.
So that person has decided to follow you, not that because he or she is obliged to do it, but the result that you are getting are attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Jim Rohn used to say, is success is something that you get by becoming attractive.
Okay.
And leadership is not about the position. It's not that you have been put there in the place that you say you're the leader. You're the leader when people see you as an attractive person that they want to follow, that they want to respect, that they obey because of what they call your moral authority. Moral authority.
Okay.
It's not because you are the, you know, sometimes you can see the pastors, the leaders of Muslim community, the bishops, you know, sometimes they have more power than the president, the minister.
Yes.
Because leadership is not about you're the number one person in the country or the number one person in the organization. I mean, in terms of position, leadership is all about what people feel when they see you, what people feel when they hear about you, the way they see you, the way they consider you, the way they respect you, not because you're obliging them, but they have chosen to follow you.
Okay.
It's like they want to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they want to follow you? They want to follow you because of what? Because of your result, your behavior, your attitude, your philosophy, what you represent for them. What you represent for them, and this is very important. So it's you know, because you're the number one that you're the leader. You are the leader when the people had chosen you as their leader. They see you do it. They say, "Oh, you are very impressive. They love you. Not that you have not that they're obliged to do it, but they have chosen. It's very important that it comes from the people you are leading. The people call you as a leader. That name, that nomination comes from people who you are leading. Mm-hmm. I mean, you will know that, yes, you're really a leader because they are not obliged to do that. They have chosen. It's very important. They have to choose it. Okay. They have to accept and consider you. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome.
The way you are responding, we can feel that you are so passionate about leadership.
Yes, you know, because, you know, mm-hmm. as they used to say, every team rises and falls on leadership. So if you had to be successful, it depends on the quality of your leadership. If you're not a good leader, you're not going to... Yes, sometimes you can do what you can do yourself.
Okay.
But as I used to say, it takes a team to achieve a dream. So you reach a certain stage, I mean, a milestone on the way to achieving your dream, where you will need mm-hmm. a team. And when you need a team, you don't gather that team, you don't attract that team mm-hmm. if you don't have some leadership quality. You cannot organize them and have a culture of performance and results. If the way you behave yourself, your what you have as personal quality, moral quality, is not something that attracts them. So I consider leadership as, I mean, the main factor, the most important factor, the key factor when it comes to, yes, building an organization. If you want to just, let's say, be a successful person, an artist, a singer, I don't know, kind of, you don't need to be a leader. But if you want to build an organization, you need leadership for that because everything rises and falls on leadership.
Okay, thank you. So I get the point that if someone wants to reach something, you don't need to be a leader. But if you want to build a great, amazing thing, you have to possess some ability of leadership.
Exactly. When you take some artists mm-hmm. Like Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Like P-D-D, I don't know if you know him. Those guys, the difference between them and the other artists is the fact that When they reach a certain level of success.
Yes.
But they knew that mm-hmm. singing and just entertaining will not be sufficient for them to become successful and still and keep on being successful. So
okay.
they needed something else. They need to build entertainment companies.
Okay.
And when you're an artist or a singer, for example, and you have been able to build an entertainment company, there's a difference between you and someone who's just singing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those person owning that entertainment companies,
mm-hmm.
they earn more money than the singers mm-hmm. because they are the one producing them. They're the one promoting them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that a singer may earn money, but the most paid singers are those who not only successful as mm-hmm. singers,
mm-hmm.
Yes, or artists, but they also success in at building an entertainment organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the guy they call, PDD, he's now, I mean, the most paid, the wealthiest artist in the world. Not because of the fact that his songs, his track are among the best one. No,
mm-hmm.
but it's because he has been able to build an entertainment organization. So success at a certain level depends on your leadership, your ability to attract, to gather other people and to organize them into a successful team, a team which can produce results when you are around and which can continue to produce results when you're not around. Because, you know, it's good to have a team, but it's good to get results yourself. You have to build the system. That system, you pick people and you start training them on that system,
mm-hmm.
and they start using the system to produce results. And you still coach, you keep on coaching them. You still mm-hmm. coaching them, and the way you coach them and the way they are developing themselves, they can start using the system to produce the kind of result which are at the same level as the result that you can produce yourself. Sometimes people call me and say, you know, Herman, we want you to come and train us.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I'm sorry, because, you know, I'm in Accra, I'm in Abidjan or Douala. I cannot be around. I cannot mm-hmm. come. But I can tell you, I have my number two, one person in the organization.
Okay.
I will send you that person. And mm-hmm. I think that if he comes, he will do exactly the same thing.
Okay.
I say, no, we're not sure. We want to see you yourself. And I used to tell people, you know, I build a system. You know how to do it. I have gone through different steps of training and coaching with him. He saw me doing it. I saw him doing it. I can tell you that it will be fine, and he will be fine. Mm-hmm. And when the guy goes and does the training, at the end they come, yeah, you were right, because yes, we saw him doing it, like. You were talking in front of us, and I said, yeah, this is leadership, because it's not when you have built something and when you're not human, it's not working. Leadership is the ability to build a system and now to hire or gather, attract other people, to train them on the system, and in turn, they will be using the system to produce results which will appear to be exactly the same result that you are able to produce. So it's not about me only doing it. Mm-hmm. It's me and my team doing it. Okay. And it's also my team being able to do it without me.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. So according to you, what are the different steps to be a good and efficient leader?
You don't develop as a leader and overnight. Okay. It's a daily process. Okay. It's a process. There's something John Maxwell used to call the law of process.
Okay.
So what you have to do is to think about, different steps.
Okay.
And the first step is what? Is the position.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you are the president, or the president having nominated you as a minister,
okay,
in charge of a department,
mm-hmm,
or you are a manager, a managing director of a company,
okay,
or you are at the head of a department, or area of the business,
mm-hmm,
or you are the mayor of your region,
mm-hmm,
the governor, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first step, the position. Or you are the eldest person in your family, this is the position.
Mm-hmm.
But positions does not assure you to get the most from people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you use the power,
mm-hmm,
that discretionary power,
mm-hmm,
to influence people, they do what they are obliged to do.
Okay.
They do what you pay them for.
Okay.
So let's say for example, you're the owner of your own business.
Okay.
So you have your own business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people around you.
Mm-hmm.
They will be doing what you pay them for. Okay. If you don't have, let's say, a good leadership attitude.
Okay.
But if you have a good leadership attitude, they not only do what they're obliged to do, but they'll do more.
Wow.
But for you to have them do more than what they are obliged to do, to have them do more than what they are paid for,
mm-hmm,
you have to make sure that you start building, let's say, a relationship, an affectionate relationship between you and them.
Okay.
So you have to start doing that for them what a friend will do for them.
Okay.
So it's when you start doing for your guys, your people, what a friend will do for them, that they will start doing for you what a friend will do for you. Sometimes people will say, they are just my employees.
Yes.
So we don't need to have personal relationship,
mm-hmm,
or let's say private relationship.
Yes.
Yes, you do, because who don't want his employees to do for him what his friend will do for him? Everybody will want that.
Yes.
So for you to reach the next level that we call the affection level, you have to make sure that between you,
mm-hmm,
and your people, there is a friendship like relations.
Okay.
That is, you're doing for them,
mm-hmm,
what they are not paid for.
Okay.
You go and see them at home. You send them present on the birthdays. You go, you relate with the family.
Okay.
You know their children. You do for them what a friend will do for them. When they have a funeral, for example, you go, even if it's 300 miles, you go there, you spend time with them, you call them, not only for the job,
mm-hmm,
you call me, how are you during the weekend, for example, you give them a call and say, yeah, just wanted to make sure that, yes, you are spending a happy time with your family,
mm-hmm,
you know. So you do for them what they didn't ask you.
Okay.
So if you start doing for them what they don't ask you, they will start doing for you what you don't ask them.
Okay.
And the next level is what we call the position level, the production level. You know, for you to be respected as a leader,
mm-hmm,
You have to deliver.
You have to deliver.
Yes. If you're not producing results yourself, you cannot do bright people to do it.
Okay, like lead by example.
Exactly. You have to lead by example. You have to be someone who masters, I mean, the different ways of producing results.
Wow.
If you want people to come on time, you have to be on time.
Yes.
If you are late every time, they're going to be late every time. Because people do what they see.
Yes.
Okay, since people do what they see, you have to deliver the kind of attitude, the kind of habit, the kind of results that you want people to deliver. So that when they see you delivering that, they say, oh, she's impressive. You know, there's something very important that I used to do. When I start working with someone, I make sure that he never comes at work before me.
Okay.
And I always see him leaving or she leaving. So when you do like that, how does he do? And say, how does he do? You will become impressive.
Yes.
And you are admirable. You see what I mean? So when they see you, when they admire you, they will start respecting you, not because you are paying their money, not because of your position, but because of the fact that they can see that you are doing things that are better than what they are doing. You are stronger than them, not in terms of physical strength, but in terms of delivering the kind of result that you are expecting from them. For you to be respected as a leader, you have to deliver what you are expecting for people. If you're not delivering what you are expecting for people, they won't do it. And the next one is, when people see you, they say, oh yes, he's impressive or she's impressive. I want to be like him. So the next thing that you need to do is to make sure that you provide them with the formula for them to get the same result as the ones, I mean, you are getting. Because sometimes what we do is, yes, we just give people direction and we leave them alone. And we want them to deliver the kind of result that we are getting instead of teaching them the formula. Before you can expect from someone to produce the kind of result that you're producing yourself, you have to teach that person the system, the formula for delivering the result. And when you start teaching him or her that formula and the system, and he or she starts getting the kind of result that you are getting, and he starts improving, he will say, you know, oh yes, I'm improving. And he or she will say, I will not be the person that I am today if it's not because of him or because of her. If someone said, talking about you, that he or she could not be the person that she is or he is if it's not because of you, that person is owing you not only, I mean, the fact that he or she respects you, I mean, that person is owing you his progress in life, his results, okay, results in life. And from then on, you become a fourth level leader for that person. And when someone owes you something, whenever you ask that person to do anything, you say, yes, I must do it because I owe him, okay? I have a debt to pay to him.
Yes.
So you have to make sure that you nurture your relationship with people.
Okay.
You invest in people. You develop them.
Okay.
When you develop them more than anybody, and now they are able to do things not because they are intelligent, they are smart themselves, but it's because of your teaching, your coaching, and your mentoring, and they can see that they're getting results that they could not get if it's not because of you. Yes, they will respect you for that. And when they start respecting you for that, you know, they're not respecting you because of your position. They're not respecting you because of your money. They're not respecting you because the position that you are holding. They are respecting you because of what you did for them. And when people respect you for what you have done for them, it's an eternal influence. Okay, power that they are giving to you because they respect you because of what you have done for them. You can influence them because, you know, who do we respect the most? We respect the person who has done for us more than anybody else many things in our lives, isn't it?
Yes.
So for me to be that the person who can influence and be respected by people, I had to make sure that I nurture my relationship with them. I had to make sure that I love them, I help them, I develop them, I help them get the kind of result that they could not get if it's not because of my aid, my assistance and support, my coaching, my teaching, and my mentoring. This is Leadership. And when you walk toward that level, mm-hmm. that kind of leadership, mm-hmm. yes, you can become someone who can be very respected in your organization, in your community, and all over the world.
Okay, so so interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that we have to be leader, and we have to be efficient leader.
Exactly.
Yes. So who do you consider as a great leader?
I think that people like Steve Jobs, who have been able not only to do it themselves, but they have built a system. You know, there's 2 or 3 years now that Steve Jobs, you know, is passed away, and we can see that the Apple still delivering results. Why? Because of the system that he built. He has been able to pick people and develop them as leaders. And they keep on doing what he was doing. This is leadership, because leadership is also what happened when you're not around.
Yes.
And it's in your legacy. So when you see his legacy, you can say, yes, this is a good leader. I consider Martin Luther King as junior as a leader, because he had been able to inspire people to believe in themselves and to be more and to do more and to have more. And I think when you start doing that, you have to start influencing people and encouraging them to do more than they were able to do. Yes, you're a good leader. So I consider Martin Luther King as a good leader.
Okay.
I consider John Maxwell as a good leader. You know, the best you can do for people is not only to build an organization, but also to help them, to provide them with the teaching, the philosophy, and the tools for them to become a leader as you are. So that this guy, John Maxwell, has done too much. And for many of us, I'm not sure that I will be able to build an organization with which is present in about 15 countries now, if it's not because of the teaching of John Maxwell. As I'm speaking here, I can see 2 of his books, over there, and I'm still reading, because this guy, he knows how to develop you as a leader, and I really, really appreciate the job he's doing. We pray the Lord that he keep on giving him inspiration and life as well. Yes, for him to continue to provide us with those principles and laws that we can use and develop our organization. Those 3 persons, I mean, Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King Jr. John Maxwell, John C. Maxwell, I consider them as inspirational and leaders that I really, really, really respect.
Okay.
And Jesus Christ as well, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We are going to conclude.
Yes.
So thank you, Mr. Kapo. I hope that my people has enjoyed as me, because me, I enjoyed too much. It was so interesting. I learned a lot.
Thank you.
And now I'm very committed to be a great leader.
Okay, me too. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See you. Yeah, thank you.